David Hollander is an investment advisor with Liberty Wealth Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Securities are offered through Liberty Group, LLC, a member of FINRA and SIPC, and insurance is offered through Lifetime Planning Marketing Incorporated. All investing involves risks, including the risk of loss of your investment. Please consult with a financial professional before investing.
Good morning. The following program is being paid for by Liberty Group, LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not necessarily reflect those of this station or its ownership. This is Protect Your Assets with your host, as featured in Forbes magazine, David Hollander, chairman and founder of the Liberty Group, LLC.
Then tell me that my lonesome nights are over.
Now, broadcasting live from the Protect Your Assets studios in downtown Oakland, here's David Hollander.
Good morning, listeners, and welcome to Protect Your Assets. I'm David Hollander. So great to be with you this morning, even though it is one of those cloudy Bay Area mornings. For those of you just joining us for the first time, welcome. People around here, they call me the Sandman, because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions each week. That's because I am a financial advisor and an attorney. We're live in our studio right now here in downtown Oakland, California. So if you have a question, maybe something came up this week. Had a lot of good questions this week come in. And perhaps you've heard us weekly. We now do these segments a couple times a week where we're answering people's questions, and it's been pretty good, pretty challenging. So if you have a question, maybe something came up, you don't know what to do, go ahead and give us a call right now. The number to call is 866-PROTECT. Remember that. That's my phone number. It's 866-PROTECT. It's so easy. That's because we protect your retirement, protect your estate, protect your taxes. That's what we do. It's 866-PROTECT. Maybe you have a question about filing taxes right now. Next, do you ever yearn for the times when life was simpler, when there wasn't so many things vying for your attention? If that sounds like you, then you're going to love today's show as we aim to help you declutter your retirement accounts. Over many years of working and saving, it's easy to collect different 401ks, multiple IRA accounts, and a plethora of investments. And when you take inventory, you realize that while you have money diversified all over the place, you really don't have any coordinated plan. So it's time to make life simpler again. And we're going to help you today as we discuss, how do you declutter and simplify your retirement accounts? This is going to be a great show as I lead you through how to do this practically and what it means to you and what it's costing you. Because unlike other shows, we're going to get into the nitty-gritty. Now, let's get started. So this has been the worst week for markets in 2019. We had volatility back once again, and for the week, the Dow was down 2.2%. NASDAQ was off 2.5%. S&P 500 down 2.2%. So what's going on? Well, this past week, we got very close to, actually, we hit the 10-year bull rally. And a lot of people are asking, is this rally over? So I want you to consider a couple things. Think about this. Since the beginning of the rally, remember what the S&P 500 was trading at back then? I'll give you the answer. 666. Nothing metaphysical there, unless you're superstitious. But that was the number, 666. Since that time, when you add in the dividends off the S&P 500, the annualized average return for the S&P 500 since that low point was, get this, 17.8%. That's massive. 2019, I think we're going to see 2850 on the S&P 500. Yes, I'm going to be patient. I'm not going to go ahead and try and say this is all over? Because I don't think it is. I'll tell you why. This week also, we saw gold and oil up for the first time in a while. And we have to look at the economy to really see where things are going to go. That's what we study. And we saw some really good news this week. And let me share that with you, because I think it's going to continue to be that story, even though we're going to have volatility. Don't get me wrong. It is here. It is back. And it's not terrible, but it is there. And this week you saw it, because we didn't have one positive trading day the entire week. All three major indexes had negative closing spots throughout the week. Not one finished positive on any particular day. So what's going to continue to drive this higher? Well, the consumer, the U.S. consumer has a lot of power. And they, to equate it in terms of, I don't know, you know, what you may be familiar with, but maybe you like automobiles. And if you're into automobiles, the V8, the American V8 engine, is very powerful. And think about the consumer as the American V8. Because when it shows up and all cylinders are firing, it's not too difficult to crank out over 300 horsepower or something like that. In fact, you can crank it up to 900 horsepower if you want. How do you do that, though? Well, you make the consumer healthy. And according to Target this week, Target announced earnings. And Target is one of the major retailers in the U.S. Target said the U.S. consumer is confident. They are buying, and get this, they saw the best results they've seen in a decade. So that's massive, and that's really good news because it just shows that people are spending. Now, Friday, we saw the unemployment number, and people went, oh my gosh, this is such a big deal because there's only 20,000 new jobs, and everyone was saying there should be at least 180,000 jobs, and are we slowing down now? You got to be careful about that rhetoric because it's out there. And it's trying to scare you. And I don't want you to be scared, because another awesome piece of information that came out on Friday was wages. Get this. A year ago, people were making 3.5% less. So the average wage in America has gone up over 3.5% in the last year. Now, that's tremendous. That means that there's more cash in people's pockets. There's going to be more cash in people's pockets. Which means that they're going to spend more, because it's just what we do in America. When we're happy and we're comfortable, we go to the movies, we go to Target, we buy new cars, we fix up our house, we buy cool headphones. These are things that we do. It's just what we like to do. We like to reward ourselves. So I'm pretty optimistic overall about the future. And I think to say it's over and to try and sell everything out and say this is it, and that's just not good thinking. So if you want to do that, go ahead, have fun. But I think there's a lot more in this, and I think it's going to keep going. So what else? Well, I also like the fact that the Fed has really taken a pretty neutral stance here. I don't think rates are going to be going up for a long time. And that's going to be good for the economy, because as long as rates stay where they are and as long as the Fed doesn't mess things up, then we're going to be okay. So I like that. And I think that there's a lot of good things happening right now, which I think will, again, get us to 2850 on the S&P this year. I'm going to say that again, because that's my target. And if we get there, that's at least 5% better than when we are now. So I'll take that. So what should you be thinking about right now? What should you be buying? Well, I like small and mid-cap U.S. stocks. I think there's some good value there. Also, even though, you know, Mario Draghi came out this week, you know who he is, he's the head of the ECB, and he said, oh, the European economy is slowing down. You know, I don't know about you, but Europe always seems to crank it out. They always seem to figure it out at the ninth hour. And sure, there's going to be some issues probably coming with Spain, and we got Brexit coming. Everybody's making a big deal about Brexit. I don't think it's going to be a big deal. I think that all this stuff is going to work itself out. The Europeans always seem to figure it out. They make good cars. I'm just kidding. Come on, it's a joke. So I think they're going to figure it out. And that means that I think internationally, you've got some opportunities as well, particularly because I don't think the dollar is going to stay as strong as it has been. I think it's going to get weaker, and I think you're going to see some opportunities. So look at your international exposure. Make sure that you have some. You know, in our portfolios, we like international. And it's something that we're taking a look at. So you may want to look at that. Now, make sure that you have your eggs spread around into many different asset classes. Don't have all your eggs in one basket. You may have heard that term. That means you should own different things. Like I'm saying, small, mid-caps, international. When it comes to fixed income right now, I recommend currently that you go with short and now intermediate bonds. I'm talking about in terms of their maturity overall. And this will present, it could, when you look at that, a problem in terms of yield. You may not say, I don't like that. I want to take a little bit more maturity risk or a little bit more credit risk and go farther out to get higher yield. Don't do that. I'm recommending you don't do that because people chase yield. And then what happens is when there's losses, they're more pronounced than what you were earning on that fixed income vehicle. So be careful around that. And stick to short and intermediate bonds if you're going to be buying bonds. What about some other defensive areas you could look at? Foods are kind of attractive right now. A couple companies to take a look at, ConAgra, Mondelez, interesting businesses. Next week, what's happening? Well, earnings are starting to slow down. So earnings aren't going to really make the difference here in the immediate future when it comes to the market. So what are some things we want to pay attention to? You got to keep paying attention to the economy and what's happening, how much we're producing, what our inventories look like. So next week's actually kind of filled with a lot of good information we're going to be looking at. So Tuesday, we're going to have the consumer price index that's going to show us the productivity. Wednesday, we're going to have the producer price index, which talks about either our economy is growing or slowing or maybe staying the same. So we'll be looking at that. Thursday, I always look at this, business inventories. Are we having too much in inventories right now? Are we low on inventories? Are we about right? So that's kind of like the Goldilocks scenario. Is the porridge just right? I think it's going to be. So I will be looking at that. And then Friday, the consumer will show up and we will have the consumer sentiment numbers. And again, I think a lot of this economy is going to keep being driven by the consumer and by more higher wages. So that power, I think you will start to see, and it's enduring. It's something that will last. It's not something that's short-lived. So when I come back, find out two simple ways to save time and money. It pays to keep it right here. You've been listening to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. I am David Hollander, the Sandman. We'll be right back.
If all this volatility has you spooked and you're not sure what direction you should be going, get your free portfolio review right now. The number to call is 866-PROTECT. Happiness is when what you think, what you say, and what you do are in harmony. And it doesn't hurt to have a good retirement plan, too. Welcome back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. Here's the Sandman.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Protect Your Assets. Hope that puts a big smile on your face. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal and financial questions. And we got a question on social media. You can always tweet me a question anytime you like at PYA Radio. And so this question comes from Jackie. She's heard our advertising, heard me talking about this new tax card, and she wants some help with this. She doesn't really understand what it means. So Jackie, great question, and I'm holding in my hand right now the 1040 U.S. Individual Income Tax Return. This is what you will fill out and file by April 16th this year to report your taxes. And so when you look at this form, you'll see it's literally 5x7. So the old one was a full page, and this one's actually half of a page. And you'll see it asks for your name and your social security number and your dependents, and then asks you to sign the form. So the next page goes on to have more information with your wages and so forth. But anyway, this is the sort of thing that I recommend you talk to a CPA and get some help with, because it's not quite simple as it seems. And you can always do that by calling 866-PROTECT. In fact, today, the tax man is here. He's putting in the long hours. And if you have a question, call 866-PROTECT and ask for the tax man. And he'll jump on and help you out. 866-PROTECT. So do you ever yearn for the times when life was just simpler? When there wasn't so many things vying for your attention? If that sounds like you, then you're going to love my show today, as we aim to help you declutter your retirement accounts. And this came to me this week, as much of my content does, because someone came in this week and he had stuff all over the place. And as we started to look at his IRA accounts, he literally had like 14, 18 different funds in one account, times many accounts. And it started reminding me over the years, as we're working, saving, collecting different 401ks, different IRAs, different investments. And when you actually sit down and take inventory over all this, you'll realize that you have money all over the place. And maybe you're not really diversified. Maybe you don't really have a coordinated plan. And that makes your life much more difficult as you start to get into this. So I think this episode today is going to be like cleaning out your junk drawer. You know the drawer I'm talking about, where it just kind of collects everything and you just keep throwing stuff in there. And one day as you're opening it and it's just popping stuff out and you say, I got to clean this out. This is just not good. I can't find anything in here. Well, that's kind of like most people's investment accounts. I found as we look over them over the years, they have all sorts of different stuff in them. And over time, your retirement savings ends up holding a bunch of things very much like the junk drawer. And there is no real coordinated plan when it comes to what you're going to do with it. So today, I'm going to help you declutter, streamline, and organize all of your retirement accounts. Some people think simplifying their investment plan reduces their diversification and increases their risk. And I want to tell you that is actually not true. Simplifying your retirement accounts can actually save you time, money, and confusion, and allow you to sleep better, which is what my job is to help you sleep better at night. So check this out. This statistic just came out from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. By age 50, which yes, I happen to be now, by age 50, baby boomers have held an average of 12 different jobs. In many cases, they have several company retirement plans from old employers, as well as an IRA or two, along with at least one Roth IRA. By combining these accounts, you may be able to save time and money and make your life more stress-free. So say, for example, you have three IRAs, two old 401k plans, an old simple IRA, and a 403b plan. So these seven different accounts can actually be transferred into one IRA. And there's several reasons why you should consider doing that. Let me outline these for you. First, expense, less expensive. When you buy or sell an investment, typically you pay something called a transaction fee. If you consolidate your accounts, you may have fewer total buys and fewer sells. And this could significantly reduce the fees and help actually boost your net return. For example, if you wanted to purchase 12 different investments for diversification, like I was talking about earlier, in your eggs in a basket, you could buy just those 12 investments all in one account. But if you had seven accounts in our example, and you wanted to be diversified over 12 investments in each account to reduce your risk, you'd be trading 12 investments times seven accounts equals 84 total different investments, which could create a lot more transaction fees. Also, a lot of companies reduce or waive fees if your account reaches a minimum size. So by combining your accounts into one IRA, this could increase the likelihood for that to happen. What else? Well, I see this happen time. I saw it happen this week, and it's called the RMD error. This happens a lot. So once you reach age 70 and a half, you must. There's no choice around this. You have to take out what's called the required minimum distribution, or RMD in my business is what we call it. This is your pre-tax retirement accounts. The money has to come out. So your IRAs, your 401ks, things like that. Failure to do this, the IRS hits you with a 50% penalty on the amount that you were supposed to take out. So if you have multiple accounts, each financial firm is going to send you paperwork each year to take your RMD. As the years pass, it's very easy, and I see this happen, I saw it this week, to overlook paperwork that arrives and miss your RMD. We had a client call this week who had called several weeks ago who had asked for his RMD paperwork. We had sent it out, and he didn't remember that he had received it or it got lost. And when you have four or five accounts, you're trying to track all that down, you can imagine it starts to get really confusing, particularly if you get older. Because remember, as you get older, as you go 70 and a half, 71, 72, 74, 80, 85, as you get older, the IRS makes you take out more money. So as you're getting older, you're getting what? A little bit maybe more confused, maybe not remembering things as well. It just happens. It's called aging. It's what happens. And so when that happens, you may miss some of these deadlines. And then all of a sudden, you're looking at some pretty significant penalties, particularly because the withdrawal factor is so much higher. Now, another thing to think about is simplifying your investing, because by consolidating your accounts, it's much easier to manage your overall investment strategy. You can focus on the performance of one account instead of watching seven. It's also more convenient to work with one very good IRA custodian with good service and good investment choices rather than seven. Also, once you retire, you may need to structure your investments to get monthly income. And with seven different accounts, people often get seven different checks, and that just increases the odds of losing money and having more problems. Also, by doing this, it's going to save you time because you're not going to be dealing with seven different companies, particularly when you're trying to enjoy your retirement. So how do you get started with this? Well, you may not be so lucky as to get all of your different retirement accounts and IRAs into one account. Sometimes that happens for different reasons. Any reduction in the number of accounts is just going to help. Also, once you retire, you may be able to boil your portfolio down to no more than two retirement accounts. And so an example would be a traditional IRA for pre-tax retirement investments and a Roth IRA for tax-free income. When combining retirement accounts, transferring these assets directly from one account to another, where you make the check payable directly to the new custodian on your behalf, is the best way to do it. It avoids headaches like the 20% withholding on indirect rollovers or possibly missing your 60-day rollover, which will subject you to ordinary income tax rates, which could be as high as 40%. I know this is complicated and it's technical, and I recommend you make sure you talk to a qualified, knowledgeable tax advisor and an attorney before you sign any papers. And that's why in my office, we have an attorney. We actually have three of them. We have a CPA, and we have a group of financial advisors who will work together with you to make sure you don't make these kind of mistakes, because one simple mistake could cost you thousands of dollars. So learn now how you could keep your retirement on track with our complimentary, customized Protect Your Assets Life Plan. In this plan, you'll learn how to optimize your Social Security benefits, how to figure out how to pay less taxes, and most importantly, a unique strategy that ensures you never run out of income in retirement. If you're recently retired or within 5 years of retiring and you saved at least $250,000, be one of the first 10 callers right now to schedule your complimentary customized analysis at 866-PROTECT. Again, the number is 866-PROTECT. I'm going to open the phone lines right now. Call this number, first 10 callers, 866-PROTECT. You're going to talk to my hand-selected team who are here this morning, like the tax man. They're sitting here working for you. Give them a call. 866-PROTECT. Coming up next on Protect Your Assets, they say that when you turn 70 and a half, you have to start taking money out of all your retirement accounts and pay tax on it. Is that true or false? Find out when we come back. Keep it right here. You're listening to The Sandman on Protect Your Assets. We'll be right back.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 1-866-PROTECT. We are live and we are local. 866-PROTECT, because that's what we do. Protect your assets. 866-PROTECT. Welcome back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman. If you're like most of us, you're constantly on the go these days. If you miss a show, make sure to check out our brand new podcast page. Go to LibertyGroupLLC.com and click on radio. That's LibertyGroupLLC.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Protect Your Assets. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. Because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions every single week. In fact, it's happening more weekly. So if you have a question, you can always tweet me a question anytime you like at PYA Radio. Again, that's at PYA Radio. I really appreciate that. I've been getting a lot of really good ones, and this week was so much fun. You know, you asked a lot of good questions, so thank you so much for that. And I'm really excited. It's raining outside, but my daughter's coming back to town today and she's visiting me from college and we're trying to figure out some things to do. So if you have some ideas out there, we're thinking of maybe going indoor go-karting, but maybe you have some other ideas for us, share it with us at PYA Radio right now. Thank you very much. They say that when you turn 70 and a half, you have to start taking money out of all of your retirement accounts. This is called the RMD, required minimum distribution. And then you got to pay tax on it. And this can get really messy if you have a bunch of IRAs, maybe 401ks scattered all over the place. So is there a way to simplify this process or maybe make it a better alternative for you? Well, here's the bad news. If you have a bunch of retirement accounts, it becomes much easier to make a mistake with your RMD. And it's all on you as the taxpayer. And the IRS has little tolerance for an RMD mistake because they can levy a 50%. You heard me right. 50%.
You can't handle the truth.
If you don't take the right amount out each year. But here's the good news. The good news is if you decide to simplify and consolidate your IRAs and 401ks, it can help when you use this thing called the aggregation rule. So let me help you understand this because it is a little technical, but we can do it together. Here we go. So once you reach age 70 and a half, there is an IRS formula that you have to follow that determines the minimum amount that you have to take out of your retirement account each year. And this is called the required minimum distribution table. So you may want to write that down and look it up. If you have multiple accounts, each financial firm is going to send you paperwork, they must do this each year, and notify you of your RMD. Now, I know this can be a hassle, and again, if you miss the required distribution, there will be that 50% penalty. You'll find it'll be much easier to consolidate your accounts per person. Now, you can't, and this was a question we had this week, you can't combine your IRA with your spouse's. They have to be unique to the individual. And you can take one distribution from one IRA account each year rather than trying to manage distributions from multiple 401ks or IRAs. But if you own multiple IRAs or 401k or a 403b or maybe even a SEP IRA, something like that, and take an IRA distribution, The IRS treats all your non-Roth IRAs as one. So remember that. Look at all of your accounts, add up the balances as of 12/31 for 2018, and that's going to be your balance. That's the value they're looking at. Now, instead of taking a separate RMD from each IRA, like you might be doing right now, you can do this thing called aggregation. Here's what I mean by that. You can take the total RMD for all of the accounts from any one of those retirement accounts, or you can spread it across all of them in any way you wish. Now, how does this work? Well, the IRS requires you to compute your RMD from each traditional IRA, SEP, simple IRA, and then total them up. You can then take that total RMD from any or all of those IRAs in proportion, if you will. And I'm saying this again because I want you to understand, again, you have this right. How might you think about using this? Well, here's an idea. If one IRA holds illiquid investments, so say you have real estate. I had this question this week. We had a client who has a rental property in their IRA. You may say, I didn't know I could do that. Well, you can. These are things that you'll learn if you give us a call at 866-PROTECT. There's other things you can do with your accounts that maybe you've never heard of before. And how would you know if you don't know? So let's say you have a great rental property. It's producing good income. You love the tenants. Everything's wonderful. But it's illiquid. And now you're 70.5 and you have to take your RMD. How do you do that? Well, you could look at your other accounts. What if you have a CD in your IRA and it hasn't matured yet? How do you take your RMD out of that? Take it from another IRA. If IRAs hold different kinds of investments, you can take RMDs from one over the other to rebalance your investment holdings annually. So let's say that I had a bunch of stock in one of my accounts and I really liked that company. I didn't want to sell it. Well, again, I could go to the other IRA account or 401k, and let's say I had more liquid money there, and I could take it all out of that and not sell the stock. Let's say on the flip side, right now the markets are at pretty good levels, pretty good values on some stocks. Let's say your stock is fairly valued right now, maybe even overvalued right now. This might be a good time to sell some of that stock off. Force yourself to take some of those gains and walk away from the table. This is another option you may have that you just didn't know you could do to satisfy, again, the other account that you didn't want to sell. Also, you may force yourself to do some automatic liquidating over time, which will force you to essentially dollar cost average out of the position. So when something bad happens to it, like we saw this week with one of the retailers I was telling you about, and it goes bankrupt, you don't lose all your money. If multiple IRAs have different beneficiaries, this is also very important, you can allocate the RMDs among them to adjust the amounts that will be left to different beneficiaries as their circumstances and your intentions could change. Think about what I just said. That's very powerful. You could have, and we had saw that this week. This was a very big week. We had a client who had three children. And the three children had different roles in the family business. One of them didn't care, but had their own net worth, and they were doing very well, and they were successful. One of them was very involved in the family business. In fact, could pretty much run it if something happens to dad. And the other one, he means well, and he shows up to work, and he cares, but he's just not contributing to the extent that the other one is. So how do you diversify that portfolio to all of those brothers and sisters and make sure they don't get angry with each other? Excellent question. So we sat down with a client this week and we went through that to show them how to think about that and make it fair for all by using the beneficiary designations on these types of retirement accounts. You can do that. Knowing this, if you're younger than age 70.5, you can plan your IRA investment holdings now to take advantage of the flexibility that's going to come when you have to start taking these RMDs. So think about that. Even if you're in your late 50s, early 60s, this is the thing you can start thinking about now and start doing it. So when it happens, you're prepared. And this is called aggregation. Roth IRAs are aggregated as well, but since there's no RMD with them, You don't need to think about them in terms of this, but for the beneficiaries, you should. 403B plans can be aggregated. Inherited IRAs can be aggregated. Aggregation does not apply to an employer-sponsored plan like a 401k or a Kehoe plan, because each one of those must have its own RMD calculated separately. Remember, that's a big mistake a lot of people make. So, how should you be thinking about this? Well, there is a lot to navigate in retirement. Taxes, risky markets, long-term care costs, the list goes on and on. Don't spend another minute worrying about this stuff and trying to stay on top of it all. You're supposed to be enjoying retirement, not worrying about it. Just imagine how you would feel if you didn't have to worry anymore. So make no mistake about it. One little mistake could cost you tens of thousands of dollars. We've seen this happen more than once to people. Learn how you could keep your retirement on track with our complimentary, customized Protect Your Assets Life Plan. In this plan, we'll reveal all these little secrets I'm talking about this morning. How you can figure out how to design your own retirement future. Plus, I'm going to share with you a little known strategy that could help ensure you never run out of income in retirement. If you're recently retired or retiring within the next 5 years and you've saved at least $250,000 for retirement, be one of the first 10 callers right now on the show to schedule your complimentary customized analysis at 866-PROTECT. Again, 866-PROTECT. If you like personal attention, talking to a live individual, then that's us. Give us a call, 866-PROTECT. Coming up next, want to make filing your tax return even easier? How about saving fees at the same time? Well, if that sounds good to you, then stick around as I share a secret on how to do just that. It's all coming up next. It pays to keep it right here. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Show with David Holland, the Sandman. We'll be right back.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 1-866-PROTECT. We are live and we are local. 866-PROTECT, because that's what we do. Protect your assets. 866-PROTECT. Chapter in the book of life, but rather the beginning, a second act. Join us at one of our workshops to see how we can help you with your retirement plan. Go to libertygroupllc.com and click on attend an event. That's libertygroupllc.com. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back to Protect Your Assets. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. Because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal and financial questions. And we really love what we do, and we love to meet you. So if you want to come to an event, we do these periodically around the Bay. And so we have a new page for you to take a look at. It's called pyaevents.com. Protect Your Assets, pyaevents.com. Go there now, and you'll see that out in Pleasanton. We've got a couple dates open that you can register right now, where we'll be talking about all these new tax law changes, estate planning questions, really can get into the nitty-gritty with you and ask what sort of questions you have. So it's a great format. We'll be at McNamara Steakhouse, which is a great, great place to eat out there, and look forward to seeing you there. So if you can check out that website, that would be wonderful. Now, I want to wish a happy birthday. Happy birthday to Jerry Race, Suzanne Rellis, Maggie Gazdick, Chris Palestrini, Tom Burke, Trevor Rhodes, and of course, Larry Kojikari. Hope you guys have a great birthday week. So this morning, we've been talking about the retirement accounts, and of course, the financial and investing world can be so intimidating, so confusing, so much so that people become paralyzed and do nothing. Well, it's not that you want to make bad decisions with your money or your retirement. It's just that you don't know what to do or if you can trust the advice you're getting. That's why this episode of Protect Your Assets is so important, because it's like cleaning out the old junk drawer. You know, the drawer that's kind of like the catch-all. It has the little hammer in it and the measuring tape and the batteries and the nails and the plastic bags and, of course, the Best Buy coupons. They're all in that drawer. And when you open it, it kind of explodes on you. So the way that you can make life easier with your investment accounts is by decluttering the junk drawer and getting together a coordinated plan. And that's what we've been helping you with all morning this morning. So if you missed any of our show, go to the website. You can listen to our podcast, libertygroupllc.com. Again, libertygroupllc.com. And you can listen to the first couple sections maybe you missed this morning. Anytime, we have the podcast right there. So let's talk about how you could do this. How can you make it easier for yourself when it comes to paying fees and dealing with taxes from your retirement accounts? Ultimately, combining accounts will free up time. There'll be less filing, less mail, fewer passwords that you have to track, less time spent dealing with paperwork, and less time looking stuff up. You won't need to keep spreadsheets to track investments across multiple accounts. You also won't have to use Quicken to try and figure out how to do your RMD. So you're going to have less time. Actually, you'll have more time because you're going to be spending less time on this kind of stuff to troubleshoot what's going wrong with it. So when you make changes, say to email, address, or beneficiary changes, think about this. You only need to make one phone call. If you have accounts in multiple places, it's going to take time and paperwork to get things combined. But once you do it, you're going to find that the time you invested is going to provide a good return over time in terms of your time and your money. And that's what this is really all about. So if you want to change your beneficiaries and say you have accounts all over the place, that's going to be a hassle, because when you combine your retirement money into one account, it becomes that much easier to update and change those beneficiaries, because you may have different opinions as you get older about which child should get what. And so this is one way where you can be very effective with your retirement assets by having the one account. In addition, say something happens to you. It's much easier for your children, in this case, to deal with one custodian instead of having to track down all the accounts you've set up. You know what I'm talking about. If you just be honest with yourself and think about what you have all over town and imagine your children trying to figure out where those are and trying to help you help yourself, don't make it hard on them. When you combine accounts, this can be a good time to review your beneficiary designation. And I'll tell you, I've seen this happen where people just make the wrong choices. They name their trust as the beneficiary. I don't recommend that. And make sure you have them structured in a way that is best for your family, even if you're living. Think about that. You may be living without the ability to make a decision, and that money could be very helpful to you. But if you make it impossible for your kids to help you or someone else that you're trusting, you basically shot yourself in the foot. So think about that right now. It's a good idea. Also, if you have multiple accounts all over the place, then remember, you can make it much easier for people by showing them where they are. Have a sheet or some sort of paper, or even better, maybe online you have something called eMoney, which shows where everything is. This can help your family or anybody who's trying to help you know where to go and what to do when the time comes. So if you don't have a plan, or you don't have anything laid out in writing, or you haven't really shown anybody anything, you're not really doing yourself a favor. So let that sink in for a moment. You're listening to today's show, so you can understand how all of this will affect you. So you can take advantage of, say, the new tax code. There's over 500 plus pages in this code. And if your advisor hasn't sat down with you to start walking you through how you're going to take advantage of this little form, this little 5x7 form here, and what you can do about it, then they're not doing their job. They should be reaching out to you and helping you with this right now. And if they're not asking, what sort of investments do you have and how can you change those to create more income for yourself? Because there are new types of income options in this tax code that you can create where you can pay less taxes and put more money in your pocket. You just have to proactively do it and know what to do and not take too much risk. These are all things that are possible. But if you don't have a personal CFO who doesn't understand your complete situation, then maybe you're not doing these things. So how can your plan be optimized to take advantage of all the opportunities that are out there right now? I can tell you, someone who does this, you can't have an investment strategy that's tax efficient and fully integrated without first understanding your situation and what you're trying to do. That's why communication is so important. It has to work from both sides. You have to have a conversation. So that's why it makes a lot of sense to meet with our team here at the Liberty Group, who looks at these sorts of decisions every day. In our office, we have a CPA. In fact, Mark the tax man's here right now, pounding out tax returns. We have three estate planning attorneys, and we have 16 financial advisors who work as a team to help you through making decisions like this. We can help you get in front of these new tax laws right now while there's still time with my Protect Your Assets Life Plan. This plan will reveal how long your current savings will last in retirement, your best available options to make your money work for you, how to optimize your Social Security benefits, and most importantly, a strategy that could help you never run out of income in retirement. So here's what we'll do. We're going to open the phone lines right now. You can talk to a member of my team right now. They're here this weekend working. Even though they work during the week, you can now talk to them personally and get your questions answered. Give us a call right now. I'm opening the lines up for the first 10 callers. If you've saved at least $250,000 for retirement, call this number, 866-PROTECT. Again, the number is 866-PROTECT. One more time, 866-PROTECT. Give us a call right now. I'd like to give a big thanks to the Protect Your Assets team for putting together another great show today. My executive producer, Anthony Kojikari, network manager, I'll call him the balancer this morning, Kevin Renfer, putting together a great show. And of course, all my fabulous producers back in the studio, Dora, Nico, Jordan, Hayden, and Felicia, because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. Thanks again, everybody. You've been listening to the Protect Your Assets show on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. I'm David Hollander, the Sandman. Have a great weekend. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
Mr. Sandman.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 1-866-PROTECT. We are live and we are local. Call 866-PROTECT because that's what we do. Protect your assets. 866-PROTECT.
Please turn on your magic beam. Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
All calls have been screened and callers should not expect their conversations with David Hollander on the radio or with staff to be held in confidence. Legal information provided on the air is not intended to be a substitute for callers hiring their own lawyer to advise them about personal legal matters. Proper advice depends on analysis of all the facts and circumstances, and information given on this program is general financial commentary and cannot be relied upon pertaining to your specific financial situation. California Life Agent number 0B48569. Listeners should consult their own financial advisor or conduct their your own due diligence before making any financial decisions. The preceding program was paid for by Liberty Group, LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not represent those of this station or its ownership.